this for a special Friday Facebook mailbag. Mark Vandermeer.
I'm in for Nick Scherfield today, and boy, do I have big shoes to fill.
Big ones. Nick's a little under the weather, so we came down to Mark's neck of the woods. It's Texans Radio Studio. That's what this stuff behind me.
This is actually padding in case I go insane during the week with stress, pressure, you know. All the pressure you feel being the number one seed in the AFC. Oh, wait a minute, I'm not playing or coaching. I should be able to deal with this.
Well, let's get started. John Koenig has this one. Our special teams, kick and punt returns a concern right now. Too many fumbles or near fumbles and bad decisions lately. There haven't been a whole lot of fumbles and near fumbles, but special teams are always something you want to improve upon, and that's what the Texans are trying to do.
Yeah, they're trying to improve. I talked to Joe Marciano on Texans Radio this week. You can catch that podcast here on HoustonTexans.com, and he sees the improvement, and they've been so close to making some really big plays. Keyshawn very close to breaking one, a long return on Sunday night. Jared Crick actually got a piece of the 50-plus yard field goal kicked by Robbie Gold, and you saw Gold miss another one. You know, they look at every little detail, and they haven't been able to get all their bodies in there as much as they want practicing. Since the bye, they've changed some things. And Marciano told me, Drew, that, you know, with some of the changes they made right before the start of the season, personnel-wise, you had guys going out there after three, four practices on special teams. And, you know, he's a technician. He just did not get the lineups he wanted the way he wanted and the kind of practice time he needed. So you're looking at a work in progress here. Clearly, it's the part of the team that needs the most work moving forward.
Yeah, keyword, work in progress, and it's trending upward. Fergus Andrew Hooper says, I'm a UK Texan fan and loving this season. Had the pleasure of seeing the Bulls on parade in person in Denver and would like to see the Texans play at Wembley in the International Series. Away game, obviously. Wouldn't want to give up a home game. Yeah. The Jaguars have 4 years of home games here now. Keep up the great work, guys. Well, thanks for chiming in from the UK. You'd get along really well with our good pal Arian Foster.
Hello, I'm Arian Foster. No, you got to hear the podcast on HoustonTexans.com. When Arian speaks for, what was it, about 3-4 minutes with an English accent, it was gold. So that was fun stuff. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen or not. With the Jaguars playing a couple of years, maybe the Texans are one of those divisional games that go over. I have mixed feelings about going over. On the one end, you want to go to London, you want to see it, you want to play at Wembley, you want to be part of that whole thing. And you do have a bye on the way back, Drew, which is very cool because you have to rest up from that. I think as long as you get that bye, and as long as the Jaguars aren't too much better than they are right now, I feel really good about the Texans doing that kind of thing. If the Jags got really good, man, you know, to go there and get ready to play a game and have to deal with the time change and all of that could be really tough. But at least you have a bye when you come back for body recovery. Because we noticed coming back from these red-eye flights after a primetime game, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, there's a wear and tear effect on us. And the players are young and strong and professional athletes. But I think they're still, you know, in a league where a fine line is the difference between winning and losing, making the play and not, you can see how this is a factor.
Yeah, and I found that wear and tear kind of hits you about 2 days after the fact.
We're ready to take a nap right now, really.
Jesse Cantu has this one. My question, it's been a while since J.J. Watt had a sack or has been fired up. When do y'all think he'll get back on track to being unstoppable? Go Texans. Well, I can tell you, it has not been a while since he's been fired up. He's fired up to go every practice, every game, and he's still making plays and making an impact. He just hasn't had a sack, so he hasn't gotten into that ledger of the stat sheet, but he's still changing the game, Mark.
And ding, 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 you're the winner, because I was wondering when the first person was going to respond to this, because I predicted this. We were talking about this when he was racking up those ungodly sack numbers, and I said, he's going to go through a stretch of games, 3 or 4 games without a sack, because that's what defensive ends in a 3-4 do. Anybody, really, who's even a great all-time consistent sack performer goes through stretches without a sack, because that's just the way it is with this kind of statistic, and I don't think it really matters. I mean, they played a dominant defensive game against the Bears, holding them to 2 field goals, and nobody had a sack. So clearly, sacks are not the be-all, end-all, and the batted balls and all of that. Plus, fired up, you're right, Drew. I mean, I just saw him in the hallway who's fired up, talking to some little kids. And you look at J.J. in that game, 2nd and goal at the 5, TFL for a 1-yard loss, making it 3rd and goal at the 6 for the Bears. They ended up kicking a field goal after 3rd and 6 was incomplete. Those kinds of plays are huge because even if they get 2-3 yards, they might be going for it on 4th down, going for a touchdown there. J.J. Watt is playing as well as ever.
Yes, and our final question comes from Billy E. Smith. He wants to know, when is Ben Tate coming back? We need him. Well, Ben Tate practiced on Wednesday, But as we know from hamstring injuries around here in 2011, they're really dicey. Some heal faster than others, and it might just take a little while. We don't know for sure when he's going to actually make it back into a game.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like, oh, you don't need him for Jacksonville. I mean, I would have loved to see him play against Chicago. As it turns out, they did fine without him. But you need him back, and you don't want to rush him back. You know, if it's not going to be Jacksonville, if it could be Detroit, well, that would be a good thing, too. Because, you know, I would love to see the reps of certain players limited against Jacksonville. If somehow, some way, you get a nice lead in this game, you know, that might be, putting the cart ahead of the horse here. But Bente will be back soon. I think sometime within the next couple of games, you know, Detroit at the latest, I hope. And boy, won't that be a big boost. The key is, you know, keep Arian Foster's workload as light as possible, you know, while trying to win these next two games. And, you know, get Bente, work him back into the lineup. You do have four running backs on the active roster right now, which is, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle that when Bente comes back full. But Bente should be back soon. How's that for being vague? Soon.
That's how we're going to end it. Thanks so much for your time. Always good to see you.
Filling in for Scurf.
Come
off
do this.
The turf with Scurf. All the great Scurf shows. Catch them here on HoustonTexans.com.
We're going to have you back. Sound
all
good?
Right. That sounds good.
That's been a Friday Facebook Mailbag.